Democrat Bill de Blasio and Republican Joe Lota met in the final debate of the mayoral campaign last night. As WNYC's Anna Sale reports, a confident Bill de Blasio is already looking past the campaign.
In this final debate, as in the two before them, the two candidates sparred on the stark differences in their proposed policies on charter schools, stop and frisk, and whether corporate subsidies are incentives or giveaways. They disagreed on whether Mayor Rudy Giuliani was divisive, whether Mayor David Dinkins was good for the city, and this time, even Ronald Reagan made an appearance.
How many jobs were created during the Reagan
administration? Bush tax cuts.
How many jobs were created during the Reagan administration and the growth that this country had?
That was Joe Lota responding to a question from Bill de Blasio about why he thinks trickle-down economics works. De Blasio leapt to underscore that point.
I'd like to remind everyone he just extolled the virtue of the Reagan administration's tax plan.
But de Blasio, again, faced hard questioning about his tax plan, specifically his proposal to raise taxes on New Yorkers earning more than $500,000 to pay for universal pre-K and after-school programs. De Blasio needs Albany to pass that, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, while praising the pre-K idea, has made increasingly clear he's lukewarm to the idea of raising taxes on the rich. But as he has before, de Blasio resisted explaining what he'll do if he can't get his tax increase passed.
We intend to pass this. Anyone who's a leader doesn't start talking about plan Bs, plan Cs. You talk about your vision and how you're going to get it done.
Lota characterized that response as tellingly naive.
Mr. de Blasio said that leaders don't have a plan B. You know why he says something like that? He's never managed anything but political campaigns and a public advocate's office.
At another point, Lota referred to de Blasio's resume as a series of mid-level jobs. But Lota also acknowledged his poor standing in the polls. Just before this debate, another survey came out showing him trailing by nearly 40 points, a huge margin that's been consistent throughout the general election campaign. That prompted Lota to compare himself to Rocky.
The underdog won. New York loves an underdog, and quite honestly, I am that underdog. There's no question about it.
That was also evident afterwards, when the two candidates separately addressed reporters.
It gets overly complicated.
This time, de Blasio came into the press room before Lota was finished, and Lota interrupted himself mid-sentence.
Guys are all going to leave me now. Somebody else in the room.
And sure enough, as soon as Lota pointed out he was being upstaged, reporters started peeling away toward the frontrunner. De Blasio was confident and reflective at the end of this long campaign's last debate. He called it an extraordinary journey.
I think I started out as the underdog for sure. I was the underdog for a long time. But once the momentum built, it's never stopped. And I feel very good about what's going to happen on Tuesday.
That's just 5 days away. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.